Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden is heading to Michigan on Tuesday to support the United Auto Workers. On the social media site X, previously known as Twitter, he said he'll be joining the picket line. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
It's an extremely unusual move for a president of the United States to join a picket line. But Biden wrote online that he will, and he'll stand in solidarity with the striking workers. It's time, he added, for a win-win agreement that keeps American auto manufacturing thriving with well-paid UAW jobs. Word of Biden's visit comes as the United Auto Workers expanded their strike as they seek a better contract. Biden's trip also comes a day ahead of Donald Trump's planned visit. The former president is skipping the second GOP presidential debate to instead rally with auto workers in Detroit. Michigan is a key state in presidential elections. Trump won the state in 2016, but Biden and Democrats won it back in 2020. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are facing three federal corruption charges. Prosecutors unsealed a 39-page indictment against the lawmaker, his wife, and three other co-defendants this morning. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has been following the case.
In the wake of this federal indictment, Menendez is temporarily stepping down from his post as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Prosecutors say he was part of a four-year-long scheme to enrich himself and three businessmen from New Jersey. The indictment says Menendez took actions that benefited the government of Egypt. And, allegedly, in return, Menendez and his wife received hundreds of thousands of dollars, a luxury car, and gold bars. The senator and his wife will make their first court appearance next week. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
The de facto leader of Haiti is urging the United Nations Security Council to move quickly to approve an international force to send to his country. He painted a grim picture of gang violence in Haiti, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us.
Haiti has been in political crisis since the country's president was assassinated 2 years ago. Ariel Henry, who's the de facto leader, told the UN General Assembly that gangs now control much of Haiti's capital, and he ticked off a long list of their crimes: kidnapping, arson, sexual violence, and killings. Speaking through an interpreter, Henry called for international troops,
consisting of both police and military personnel, to support Haiti's national police force to combat the gangs and restore peace and order.
He's thanking Kenya for offering to lead such a force. The U.S. is offering logistical and financial support. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Stocks closed down across the board on Friday on Wall Street, and you're listening to NPR News. In St. Paul, Minnesota, a new program is attempting to reverse decades of economic damage from the construction of an interstate highway through a black neighborhood. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
St. Paul's new inheritance fund is aimed at building and rebuilding intergenerational wealth among the descendants of people who lived in the historically black Rondo neighborhood in the 1950s and lost their homes and businesses when Interstate 94 was built. 22-year-old Anthony Bradford is the first person to purchase a home through the fund. A $90,000 forgivable loan covered 40% of the purchase price and put the home within his financial reach.
This is the world to me.
To qualify for the funds, Bradford had to prove that an ancestor, in this case his great-great-grandfather, lost property to freeway construction. Mayor Melvin Carter hopes to expand the inheritance fund with philanthropic donations. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
Three people have now been arrested in connection with a drive-by shooting outside a baseball stadium in Albuquerque on September 6th. The shooting killed 11-year-old Froylan Villegas and partially paralyzed his cousin. The shooting prompted Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to issue a partial gun ban that's been drawing major criticism in the state. Ronald Acuna Jr. is now a member of baseball's 40-40 club. He's hit his 40th home run of the season for the Atlanta Braves, and he's already stolen 68 bases. Only four other players have had at least 40 home runs and 40 steals in the same season. The most recent was Alfonso Soriano in 2006 while he played for Washington. The 25-year-old is the only player in Major League history to have 40 home runs and 60 stolen bases in a season. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.